time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers' show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and boy, time flies, doesn't it? Now, the big thing that happened today, other than me getting here, I was in the hospital up until yesterday afternoon. I forgot all my information. I forgot all my questions. They're still at home. So I've got to make up questions out of my mind as we go along today. Now, that's going to be a challenge. And oftentimes, you know, in radio, they say, what's a real challenge? And the answer is to do a program without any material. But we're doing it today. So I've got to give away. Well, let me tell you what's going on. Today is the 21st, and out at the Tallgrass Trail, Kiddos in the Park, well, that was 11:30 this morning, the first day of summer celebration will be at the Tallgrass Trail at 6 this evening, in plenty of daylight, 6 this evening. Kids preschool to junior high will focus all kinds of interesting information, including a scavenger hunt. So if you've got kids and want to get them a little educated about nature, Tallgrass Trail tonight at 6 o'clock. That's the place to be. All right. And what else is going on today? Let me check here. Well, I'll talk about Lulu. Oh, tomorrow. Will anybody call me and tell me about the Craft Beer and Wine Expo scheduled for tomorrow at the Marion Coliseum? Does anyone listening know anything at all about that? That could tell me and tell our listeners. Just give me a call at 740-33-9944. Tomorrow is the scheduled. Is it still scheduled? The Craft Beer and Wine Expo. I'd like to know all about it. It's tomorrow. And I don't know what time it's going to be at the Coliseum, though. That's where it's going to be. Do you know? Give me a buzz. 740-33-9944. Anyone at all know anything about the Craft and Beer Wine Expo tomorrow at the fairgrounds? All right. So, what else is happening in Marion here over the weekend? And of course, the big air show is tomorrow at Dayton International Airport. You just wonder if it's going to go off all right. Hopefully they can get some of the flying done early in case there is rain scheduled, and there could be. But that's in Dayton, and the crowds are humongous. If you're going down there, and maybe you're not staying overnight, get down early so you get a good parking place. I've never been to that air show. But I love air shows, and it's something. It's the only one I've never been to. I got to get there. We used to go every year to the one in Cleveland at the airport in Cleveland. Boy, that was something. I saw some of the last flights of Bob, trying to think of his last name. He was the only man, the only pilot, that could fly this particular airplane, overhead airplane, and loop it. And he could do that. It was his own plane. Bob Hoover. That was his name. He was noted by the big, not Stetson hat he wore, but a big Panama-type hat. Bob Hoover, the most creative pilot. Well, Bob Hoover died within the past year. He was quite old. But people used to just look up at him in awe as he looped that overhead wing airplane at Burke Lakefront Airport. And, of course, they always had a marine, let's see, what were they called, the planes with vertical takeoff, a fighter plane, that is, that they could point their engines to the ground and blast off and then straighten the engines out and within seconds be doing 450 miles an hour. Can you imagine? Yeah, it was fun to see. They had to have concrete underneath those engines or it would have caught the asphalt on fire. Man, that was something. Of course, we're going to have, in September at the Merriam Municipal Airport, we're going to have the big air show and drive-in, and we'll have two military planes called the Osprey, O-S-P-R-E-Y. Now, they are a vertical takeoff. In other words, their engines point up, and their propellers lift them off the ground. They get to a certain altitude, and then the pilot straightens engines out and away they go forward. Really interesting. But that would be happening here at the Merriam Municipal Airport. I don't think ever before. I really don't think ever before have we had any real military planes in action. I don't know for sure. I don't recall ever having a true military presentation at the airport. I know they've tried to get the C-130s out of Mansfield, but they claim, too, that the surface airport wouldn't support them. That, they'd too much weight. But that would be an attraction by itself. I've flown in those. I think I've been in four of them so far. What a plane. But that Osprey, that is going to shake up Mary. And, boy, as they fly over town on their way to the airport, well, you'll know they're here. The Marines are bringing them in. Wow. So that's coming up in September, mid-September. Oh, okay. Now, we've got some questions. Okay. Woo. Okay, let me see here. Anyone like to comment on anything I just said? Okay. If not, forever hold your peace. Here's the first question. Who was the first African-American president? Who was the first African-American president? 740-33-9944. That's our number to call. Okay. Let me see what else. The first American or African-American president. Who was he? What 1970s president openly discussed his battle with hemorrhoids? Who was it? Now, here's an interesting thing. Over the years of going to Pennsylvania, there used to be a home remedy being sold on Highway 23, Pennsylvania Highway 23. It was called Old Revival Hemorrhoid Salve. That question brought that up. What 1970s presidential character, or president, openly discussed his battle with hemorrhoids? Hey, he's only human. Who was he? 7403399944. All right. Son of a gun. Oh, I've got all these tickets to the Dublin Festival. Oh, my goodness. If you can answer that, I will give you two tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival. Now, you say, when's that coming up? Let me tell you. August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And if you like to see cloggers and bagpipes and all kinds of stuff, Man, and food, good Irish food. That'd be in Dublin, Ohio. That's kind of a rich community. Boy, Dublin. Woo! You don't live in Dublin unless you got some money. But they have a great Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 2, 3, and 4 of this year. I'll give you two tickets if you can answer either what U.S. president was born, was born William Jefferson Blythe the fourth. What U.S. president was known as and born as William Jefferson Blythe the fourth? Name that. Or name this. Who was the first African-American president? Or what 1970s president openly discussed his battle with hemorrhoids? Yeah. Okay. I'll give you another one here. What U.S. president had the shortest term of life? What U.S. president had the shortest life? 7403-39944. Let's see, where is everybody today? Are you hiding in the wings? Are you out mowing your yard? You ought to be mowing your yard. Yes, caller, go ahead. Caller. Hello, caller. Rich. Richard, are you there? No? Okay, let me see. I should be. Okay. 7403-39944. What former president was on an African hunting trip when his enemy, J.P. Morgan, equipped, or equipped rather, not equipped, let every lion do this duty? Or, no, he said, let every lion do his duty. Okay, once again, what former president was on an African hunting trip when his enemy, J.P. Morgan, quipped, let every lion do his duty? Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead. Let's see. I must have... Do I have a problem? I shouldn't have a problem. Okay, can you talk up a little bit? Richard, are you there? Strange. Okay, I can see his name and number come up on my call thing. Well, try again. 7403-39944. All right. That's interesting. What former president was on an African hunting trip when his enemy, J.P. Morgan, said, let every lion do his duty? Who was that president? Or what U.S. president had the shortest lifespan? Okay, here we go. Maybe this... Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie.
Yes.
Would that be Barack Hussein Obama?
Yes, it happens to be. The first African-American president. Yeah.
And the shortest term was William Henry Harrison?
Let me see here. Did I ask about the shortest term? No, yep. I asked about the shortest life. Okay, hey, well, you're a winner anyhow. Would you like two tickets to the Dublin Festival?
Yeah, I'll pick them up. Yeah, I'll take the tickets to the Dublin Festival.
Yeah, Dublin,
I've always wanted to go down there, and I've never made it.
Oh, really? Well, let's give you that chance. I'll go. Okay, what is your name? I know it, but...
This is it, Gornflow.
Yeah, Gornflow, all right. Okay, Mr. Yeah. Gornflow. Thank you. What
did
you do?
I tried two times before and couldn't get through.
Yeah, I wonder what's going on. Yeah, must have
bugged. It must be sunspot.
Yeah, I think you're right. Or an enemy out there, an alien. Cruising our planet.
He's hanging on that.
Yeah. Saying to himself, I'll fix those guys.
There you go.
Okay. Mr. Gornflow, thank you.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. We'll Bye. See you. All right. Okay. Put this down. Dublin. Okay. Today is the 21st. All day. Okay. And if anyone didn't know, Of course, Jeff Ruth had his last day on the air today, as you know, on Tradio and Morning Magazine and what all. Jeff, you know, got that position after he relieved me back a lot of years ago. I was doing mornings, and I can remember.
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but actually one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Guests like legendary civil rights icon and comedian Dick Gregory.
Today I shut everything down. My wife was laughing because if it wasn't for this show, y'all wouldn't hear from me. And that's why you have people listening to you that don't listen to other things. First, they want to hear you. There's something in your voice. When I got off the plane yesterday, my wife told me, she said, you know, your friend called in 1 or 2 days. And I said, well, move Wednesday around. And we do it on Wednesday. And tell them I do the day date on Thursday.
Well, Mr. Gregory, that I thank you so much for that, because it is always a pleasure to have you on.
The king of all talk show hosts, Bill Donahue.
Well, you're very kind, and thank you, Scott. And I don't mean to look like I'm kissing a baby, but you are very good yourself. I will say this about you. You don't float a battleship of words around a rowboat of thought. And I'm afraid I do that once in a while. I do that usually when I'm least convicted or informed about my answer. The less I know, the more I talk. I think that's a lot of these are some of the things I learned over the years. The slow learner has learned after 5,000 television shows. But everybody should have the break that I had. A lot of breaks. And my hat's off to you. Thank you for your pursuit. I noticed that too. You reminded me of all the times that we worked very hard again and again to get guests that we wanted, including Ralph Nader and many others. So it's been a joy. I'm pleased to have been here. And I hope it'll cut.
I think it'll.
WWGH Radio, now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. Join us.
Okay, we're back once again. And if my voice sounds different, that's because it is different. It isn't really me. Yeah, it is. But I've been on oxygen now for days, and I think oxygen kind of irritates one's throat. It keeps you alive, but makes you talk different. Okay. And then today, I left house and left all my questions at home, but thank goodness Scott Spears saw the case and solved it for me. All right. So where are we now? Presidential questions. I think these are interesting. What U.S. president was born William Jefferson Blythe? That's B-L-Y-T-H-E. The fourth. William Jefferson Blythe the fourth. Who was that guy? Who was that president? Or, who was the president in 1970s that openly discussed his hemorrhoids? Well, like I was telling you earlier, I used to go down this road in Pennsylvania 23. And on the left-hand side of that road, about the area of the Twin Valleys, where the Amish farm either side of the Twin Valley there, beautiful. When they were there last week, absolute wonderful crops. I hope they stayed that way. And everything was growing just to perfection. But, some lady sold this hemorrhoid salve. And now, apparently, as she aged, she eventually died. The sign is gone. And so it goes. But hemorrhoids, you know, they're a thing with a lot of people. They can happen. Yes, indeed. Okay, now, so which president openly discussed his hemorrhoids? No, that's good. And this same president, incidentally, I once sat on his porch swing. That's right. My wife and I, Jeannie and I, sat on his porch swing once. And I thought, hey, this is pretty good. The president usually, or has, used this same swing. So a little bit of credibility there. Okay, and what U.S. president had the shortest life on Earth? What U.S. president had the shortest life on Earth? What former president was on an African hunting trip when J.P. Morgan said, let every lion do his duty? Meaning, you know, the lion to get to Teddy. Oh, the answer is Teddy Roosevelt. Okay, skip that one. Yep, Teddy Roosevelt. He was the subject of that. What former president was on an African hunting trip when his enemy J.P. Morgan equipped, let every lion do his duty? Okay. Teddy Roosevelt. You know, Teddy was in Marion a long time ago, about 1912. I once had a picture. Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
I hope you did look before you sat on that swing.
Well, no, not exactly.
The president you said is, what was it, Blythe?
Yes.
Jefferson Blythe.
Yeah.
Was that Wild Willie Clinton?
It happened to be Mr. Bill Clinton, yes.
Yeah, the cigar guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, why didn't he use his real name?
Oh, he did. You never heard him use anything other than...
the press never used it. They just called him
Bill
Clinton.
I don't know. Yeah. Where did the Clinton come from?
I don't know. Was he related to George Clinton?
Well, I have to look that up. How did Bill Clinton get the name Clinton instead of Blythe?
That's a good question.
Yes.
Let me get out of here. Maybe somebody can call in and enlighten us.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. It's better than Pudentane, right?
Yes, Pudentane. What's your name? Pudentane. Tell me again.
Ask me again and I'll tell you the same.
That's right.
Okay.
Boy, that goes back a few years.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Later. Yeah. 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 Pudentane. Ask me again and I'll tell you the same. Oh, my land. That goes back to grade school. Now, I tell you something that goes even before grade school. When I was 3 years old, a neighbor girl was pulling me in my little red wagon up Plants Way in Bucyrus. And there were men putting brick. Here's a caller. Just a second. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie.
Yes.
I think Clinton was his stepfather.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You're good.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, stepfather. Clinton. All right. Well, when I was 3 years old, I'm walking up, being towed in a wagon by a neighbor girl. She a pretty little girl with red hair. And she pulled me up to in front of her grandma's house where they were putting these real thin brick panels on the outside of the house to make it look like it was a brick home. Well, it would have been brick after they were done. And so she parked me in front of the house, and these guys are all working up there, and they knew I was curious, because I've always been a curious person. But one of the men turned around and said, hey, little boy, do you know what my name is? And I said, I would have no idea what your name is, mister. He said, it's Alex McGillicuddy. And I'll never forget. That was 81 years ago. That's right, 81 years ago. I learned that that brick fascia guy was Alexander McGillicuddy. Oh, my goodness. That never isn't it strange how some things never leave your mind? Just like that. McGillicuddy. Every time I've heard that name, McGillicuddy, over the years, I've thought back when I was 3 years old and that pretty little girl that pulled me up the street. Well, that pretty little girl eventually married, well, she was the granddaughter of the lady that lived in the house that was being bricked. But across the street was a man that got me started in radio. Yeah, that's right. His last name was Smith. Archibald Smith, or Archie Smith. And he got me interested in radio and taught me radio. And his son, Floyd Smith, became, eventually through the years, quite a few years, became sheriff of Crawford County. And Floyd, his son, and I had, you know, of course, we both knew each other because of the dad. And his dad, Archie, and Floyd were both Minutemen on the fire department, and I was too. Yes. And so when the fire bell rang, I can remember them putting on rolling up their aprons and running out to the car to go to the fire. Yep. Yeah, those were the days. Well, anyhow, Floyd Smith married that cute little redheaded girl. and then I knew them over the years, all my land. And I don't know when the last time I saw her. Floyd, of course, passed away, and maybe she has too. I don't know. But memories. Whenever we saw each other, we remembered the time I was 3 years old. Wow. 1:42 is the time. Okay, now, what U.S. president had the shortest life on Earth? Who would that have been? The U.S. president that had the shortest life. What was his name? Or what was the name of the president that had hemorrhoids? Oh, my goodness. It's no laughing matter. Do you know there is a cure for them? I can't remember the brand name now. Can I? I'm trying to think. It's good stuff. 1:43 is the time. It will be breaking here shortly. I'll be with you until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And, of course, this is the last day for Jeff Ruth on Tradio and Morning Magazine and everything else. After, well, I can tell you when. In 1980, let me see, when was it? November 15th, 1980, I put the statue on the courthouse. I don't know if Jeff was in town yet or not. Maybe not. But in 1995, I left work. Let's see, what would 95 and... Let me see. Yeah. Well, anyhow, and shortly after November of 1980, I went to work at WDIF, the original Scantlin Communication and Newslife magazine. I wrote a column in Newslife for over 10 years on Marion. You know, if you had copies of that, I think I do somewhere. It would bring you up to date on all the history that happened in Marion for those years, because I talked about it. Yeah, I enjoyed that tremendously, in writing instead of talking. However, my writing is not... Well, I never got good grades in English. And it showed in my writing, except I had a girl, Carolyn Dodds, that worked for Scantlin Communications for Newslife newspaper. She edited all my columns. If it wasn't for that, woo, Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
Jeff says he had 40 years up on the WMRN.
Yes, a long time.
Yeah, well, it's yelled off, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, let's see. I came back to MRN in 1990, and I think, I don't, did Jeff start then or no? Not 1990.
Charlie, rumor has
it,
1 year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
This is Scott Spears, and I hope you join me Monday through Friday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. to listen to guests like these. Phil Donahue.
29 years, and imagine what happened during those times. And we talked about it, and this show had my name on it. It was wonderful. You got to meet everybody. Is the caller there?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
All they wanted was shock value. And so they put in producers to do that kind of show, and I kept saying, no, I won't. And I made a conscious decision to do what I didn't want to do because I needed the money. And eventually they put me out of my misery by firing me, and that's okay.
Cookie legend, famous Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play...
Legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
But it was kind of interesting because Phyllis Diller kind of always played on this, hey, I'm ugly image.
Well, baby, let me put it like this. I used to get so much revenue for playing witches. That's witches. As in Halloween. And darling, after I had that first beautiful facelift, I never again was offered a witch role.
Is that right?
Now that tells you a lot.
It definitely does.
And my social life improved.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Okay, we're back once again. The time is 1:47 and a half. Okay, I was talking about Jeff Ruth. We both worked together a long time ago. And, Jeff was a nice guy. Nobody ever said anything bad about Jeff. Jeff was always a good guy. And it's nice to have people like that to work with. Really, no kidding. So we got along great. And, Jeff worked in the newsroom. He had a little desk in the newsroom while I was on the air. And of course, I was the farm director back in 1980. Let me see. 1980 to 1990. And well, anyhow, Jeff and I worked a long time together. And then I never will forget when I came back from WDIF. They were going to have me, or going to eliminate Tradio and let me talk for that hour like I talk now. And, oh, you wouldn't believe. Now, think about Tradio today being gone. Back then, maybe 40 years ago, they talked about removing Tradio and people got up petitions, signed long pieces of paper with their names. You'll not take Tradio off the air. Oh, I'll never forget that. So Evers didn't get that 1 hour of talk. And occasionally I did Tradio. I never will forget. What was it? Well, there was one time, kind of a legality thing. I kept getting calls from ladies selling baby nourishment from the WIC program in Marion. And, selling for a price, they were getting it free. So I called WIC. I said, hey, do you know people are selling your material on the air, on radio? He said, that's all right, we don't care. That was a long time ago. And then there was a time, I never forget, a guy called in. I read a card. It was on a card. This guy had a dog for sale by the name of Sheet Zoo. And I read that card, and when I read that card, I could hear laughter in the background. And then some guy called me and said, does that dog come with paper? Sheet Zoo, you know. And that created more laughter in the background. I was always waiting to hear laughter from the rest of the staff when I would come across funny cards on Tradio. Boy, that was a long time ago. And we used to have our regular callers. I think Jeff has always had regular callers on Tradio. Yeah, boy. Some years, the years go by so fast. Here I am, darn near 85 years old. But I'm beginning to show the wear. In fact, I just spent most of the last week in a hospital. Not doing much, just breathing purified oxygen. Is oxygen pure? Can there be any debris in oxygen? I don't think. Well, anyhow, and then today I got up and forgot to turn on the oxygen. And so I came here, and I didn't have renewed oxygen until I came here with my little compressor, my two-wheeled compressor. How about any of you listening? Are you on oxygen? Now, aren't there three different kinds of... I've got this thing on two wheels, heavier than all get out, because it, I'm sure, inside is a car battery. Boy, it's heavier, you know. But then I guess I'm supposed to get a permanent one for in the house that would generate oxygen, and then a portable. You know, you can kind of wear it on your shoulder. Anybody have any experience with things like that? Well, anyhow, here I am today. And because you use so much oxygen, it keeps your throat a little on the bad side, a little rough. So that's why I sound maybe different today. I don't know. Okay, so what president had the shortest life? Now, I've got tickets to the zoo. I've got tickets to Zumbezi Bay. And I've got tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival coming up in Dublin, Ohio. Yes. That's quite a festival every year. I've never been to it, but boy, do they do a lot of clogging. Do kids around here, I'm sure they do, are probably taught how to clog. I remember over in Galleon, I don't know if they've had it yet or not, but the... they have a festival over there called the, what is the name of the festival? I'm trying to think now. But they have kids from all over clogging on stage. I thought to myself, that must be just like Dublin. Okay, let me see. What's the name of that festival over in Galleon? It's the name of the creek that goes through Galleon. The name of the creek is really the Olentangy River. But they call it something else as it goes through Heise Park. Now, some people in Galleon say it's pronounced Heise, not Heise. Well, whatever. I used to have an uncle that was a janitor in the South School in Galleon. His name was Heiser. Heiser. Yeah. In fact, he's got relatives all over. We go to a Heiser reunion every year. Okay, now, our next question for today. What conspirator in the Lincoln assassination was pardoned for saving the lives of prison guards during a yellow fever epidemic? Now, can you imagine that? A conspirator in the Lincoln assassination was pardoned for saving the lives of prison guards during a yellow fever epidemic. I wonder what he did. Now, there'd be an interesting quest to find out. What did this guy do? What was his name? His name, it almost sounds like a guy that used to be a newscaster on CBS. Okay, so who was that conspirator that was pardoned for saving the lives of guards during yellow fever? Have we ever had yellow fever here? I don't know. I'm trying to think. Well, let's see, we're coming up on 1:55. It will soon be 2 o'clock. My, time is flying today. Okay. But, have we ever had a yellow fever outbreak in Marion? Be interesting. I know we had in November 1918, we had an outbreak of the flu that killed many people. In fact, I took a count once. Here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
And Roger Mudd did do a story about that, I believe.
Oh, really?
Was related to them.
Interesting. Wow.
It was Dr. Mudd.
Wow. What did Dr. Mudd do?
Well, first off, the story I recall, he set the leg of John Wilkes Booth.
Oh.
And if I recall, he was unaware of what had happened. And that's why they threw him in as a conspirator.
Ah.
Now, that's to the best of my recollection. I don't know. It's been years ago. But I do remember when Roger Mudd was on talking about that. I'm pretty sure he was related.
Interesting, yeah.
Yep.
That was a while ago.
Fact is stranger than fiction.
Yes.
Yep.
A lot of times fact is stranger than fiction.
Mm-hmm. In fiction, hey, who knows?
Yeah.
Well, coming up on break, maybe somebody can come in and enlighten us further on the yes. Dr. Mudd situation.
I'd like to be enlightened on anything.
Hey, better than being heavy.
Yeah, right.
See you later.
Very good. Okay. All right. Yes. Yes, indeed. I don't know if you can hear it running in the background, but my battery-operated oxygen generator is running. I haven't looked at my oxygen percentage since I went on the air. It'll all be fairly decent. You mind if I check it out here? Stick my finger in this and press a button. What do you think my oxygen is now? Can you hear that machine running in the background? Oh, here's another caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was the gentleman's name Samuel Mudd?
Yes, it was Dr. Samuel Mudd. Yeah. Okay, now would you like tickets for Dublin Festival or Zumbezi Bay or what?
I would like Zumbezi Bay, please.
Okay, you got two of them. Okay, and what is your name?
Caleb Reese.
Okay, just say, what's your last name?
Reese?
Okay, very good. And we'll be open today till 3.
All right, thanks, Charlie.
Okay, bye. All right, very good. We got a winner. 21, Dr. Samuel Mudd. Yes. Okay, Zumbezi Bay. Okay. Got that down there. All right. So we've given away a few things today, and we got a whole hour to go to give away some more things. I got oodles and oodle. Now, there's an interesting term. I was going to say I've got oodles of Dublin Festival tickets. What is an oodle? What? Don't mind me. Oh, my oxygen's running 94% right now. Hey, that's good. Oh, boy. 1:59 is the time. Let me see what else is happening here. Yes, I got these Dublin tickets. I got tickets to the open fair, open safari pass. I got zoo tickets, Zumbezi Bay, you name it, and I've got it. 1:59 and a half. We're coming up on 2 o'clock. I've got more questions today on presidents. This ought to be interesting. You see, what happened, I left home today. My wife was so concerned about me not forgetting my oxygen, but I forgot all my questions. But I got my oxygen. Yes, indeed. Coming up on 2 o'clock. Oh, boy. It's a great life. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Okay, well, let's here we go. It's announcement time.
Did I want to write myself on an independent ticket and run for president of the United States?
What inspired this?
A lot of the situations where it's quite evident that it's time for a change. Everything must change. If there were no butterflies, if there were no caterpillars, there'd be no butterflies. Change, change, change. That's what it's time for, Scott. You know it. Terry Tackett knows it. Scott Anthony knows it. Brianna knows it. It's time for a change. Not just in the housing market. I'm talking about globally. Our United States government is spending more money on building prisons and earning money per capita of inmates, and then won't give a darn about cutting school spending. Our teachers and our educators are underpaid, if you ask me, underpaid. Our kids need to compete with other nations like China. The list goes on. I'm just sick and tired of walking up to little children and them being clueless without a PC.
WWGH Radio, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, the place to talk. Find us on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Look for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings.